USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pope Francis delivering his weekly Sunday blessing, not in person, but in a video, as the Vatican hopes to avoid spreading the coronavirus in St. Peter's Square. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Bologna.
We're getting these reports that the virus has probably been in Italy for a number of weeks before they were reported.
If you're sick or older, don't get on a cruise ship.
You don't want to alarm people, but given the spread we see, you know, anything is possible. And that's the reason why we've got to be prepared to take whatever action is appropriate to contain and mitigate the outbreak.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on Fox News Sunday. On Monday, a cruise ship with at least 21 sick passengers will dock at the Port of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the Democratic race for the White House, Joe Biden has picked up support from another former rival, California Senator Kamala Harris.
He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election.
Harris releasing a video on Twitter just 2 days before the next round of presidential primaries, which pits Biden against his opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When people see the records, Joe voted for the war in Iraq, I opposed the war in Iraq. Joe voted for the Wall Street bailout, I vigorously opposed the Wall Street bailout.
During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, Sanders vowed to win Michigan during their primaries this Tuesday. Bernie Sanders did pick up an endorsement from activist Jesse Jackson. Elizabeth Warren says she's keeping her options open. Six states will be conducting primaries on Tuesday: Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A popular jazz piano player and composer, McCoy Tyner, has died at age 81. USA Radio's Chris Barnes takes a look back.
Tyner's family announcing his death on his Facebook page and Twitter account. The cause of death not disclosed. The Philadelphia native came to prominence in the early 1960s as a member of the John Coltrane Quartet, the foursome considered one of the greatest in jazz history. His piano playing featured modal and scaled melodies, as well as percussive African rhythms. The National Endowment for the Arts named him a Jazz Master's Award winner in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend.
I'm looking for my sons. Oh, they went on a quest. But don't worry. I told them about the map. I told them about the gym. I told them about the curse. I forgot to tell them about the curse.
The what?
Disney and Pixar's Onward is the top movie, bringing in $40 million at the box office. Number two, The Invisible Man, bringing in $15.2 million. Number three, The Way Back, with Ben Affleck, bringing in $8.5 million. Sonic the Hedgehog is at number four, bringing in $8 million. And The Call of the Wild at number five with $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.